Hello and welcome to the latest audio boo from SCC English. This is Julian Gerdam, head of the department. Look at our blog on www.sccenglish.ie. And here's a little chat about our summer 2011 reading list. We produced one last year for parents, but of course for any adults. And I'm just going to run through the list which we published recently and which is back on our blog today. Which is the 8th of August 2011. It's a selection mostly of fiction, but also a bit of non-fiction and even some poetry. And running down the list, lots of great recommendations from all six of us, starting off with Damon Galgut's In a Strange Room, which was shortlisted for last year's Booker Prize for Fiction. Very interesting and quirky, brilliant storytelling, really, from the South African writer. Further on, we've got one from this year's Booker Long List, A Pigeon English by Stephen Kelman, not one I've read, but highly recommended by our librarian. It calls it a moving ending. Barbara Kingsolver's The Lacuna, a big book which will keep you going for quite a long time on the beach or in the deck chair. Skippy Dies by Paul Murray, a very funny book set in a South Dublin boarding school and definitely not us, which has been very successful, again recommended. Followed by Lean on Pete by Willie Vlauten, published by Faber. And this is a really fine book about a 15-year-old boy set in Portland in Oregon. Might at first seem to be perhaps a bit downbeat and depressing for the summer, but it's the quality of the writing is so good. And in the end, it's not completely dark. In fact, there's a very warm humanity to Vlauten's storytelling. We've also got, in our non-fiction section, two books by Fintan O'Toole, Ship of Fools and Enough is Enough, about the Irish economy, which definitely will depress us. So let's move quickly on to the very fine latest book of poetry by Seamus Heaney called Human Chain, which I call a beautiful series of meditations on the past, on childhood and friends and family. That's followed by the hugely successful book The Hare with Amber Eyes, A Hidden Inheritance by Edmund de Waal, about the collection of Netskis he inherited, and it goes back into the story of his family, back to Vienna, back to Odessa, back to Paris. A very fine read. Another fine read to do with more recent history is Zaytoun by Dave Eggers, a very straightforwardly told, very moving story of Abdul Rahman Zaytoun, a man who worked in the house painting business in New Orleans when Hurricane Katrina struck. What happened to him and his family, what happened to him in the end, is deeply shocking. It's a very powerful piece of storytelling by Dave Eggers. So that'll do us, I think. I hope you enjoy the 22 books, if you can read them all, 22 books on our list, and I'm sure you'll find something there to entertain you during this summer. So that's our summer reading list. It's on the blog today. You can read through it there, and happy reading. Goodbye.